Ladies and gentlemen, we present on a Monday morning, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning. Yes, it's nice to be back on a Monday, although I'm not lying. You know, it's a little rough because it cuts your weekend short in that you have to prepare for Monday and get to sleep early. But Tuesdays, coming back on a Tuesdays really was throwing me out of sync. And I did have a pretty rotten sinus infection over the weekend, but it's cleared up, so that's a good thing too. And so is the weather. We'll have a mostly sunny and breezy day today with a high of 60. Tonight, cloudy, 40. We have a front coming through tomorrow. It is not a big deal as far as precip. Variably cloudy, a late shower. I'll put that in the singular tense. Mid-50s. Behind the front, partly sunny and breezy, low 50s Wednesday, sun and some clouds, about 50 Thursday, and Friday, I would just think partly sunny and highs still about 50 degrees. So very quiet weather week.
Now, last night, we got some rain for Halloween.
That's right.
Yeah, we got some rain. I don't think it started till after like 6 o'clock. Maybe I'm wrong because I was you know, it was already dark by then. But I was surprised when the dog went out that it was raining. You know, pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know, one, we indicated that on Friday, and two, if you look at our fall forecast, we said it would be probably wet for Halloween. So, I mean, considering that forecast was made 2 months ago, that wasn't too bad, right?
But yeah, but everybody, you know, we had a lot of the towns that got together and did things. So, you know, Halloween was Halloween, and at my house, as always, zero visitors.
70 here.
70?
70. 70. And the candy's all gone. You know, and of course, Shirley had quite a fiesta, because every time the kids rang the bell, she was up there barking, but, you know, had to grab her because, I mean, all she wanted to do was go out and play with them. But yeah. I still don't trust her from when she was younger and how she used to dart away. Yeah. I don't think she would do that anymore that she's older. But nevertheless, I wasn't toying with that fact, because a lot of people walked their kids yesterday and last night. And of course, the parents were dressed up similar, you know, slightly. But a lot of them had their dogs with them too.
So, what was the most? What was the best costume you saw?
I saw a family dressed as all the characters from what's his name? Why can't I get the magic guy?
The magic.
You know, that's at Universal now.
I'm not sure. I don't watch.
Why can't I think of it? There was a number of storybooks on them.
Oh, okay. I still don't know. I would think that. Did you see any Marvel characters like Captain America or anything like that?
I didn't see that. No. This is bothering me now. Magic at Universal. How about I put that?
All right.
Why can't I think of?
Because we're getting to that stage in life we know what we're talking about. Sometimes we just can't explain it.
Oh my goodness! I can't believe the wizard thing.
There's you got me.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Oh, I would think. Oh yeah, Harry Potter. Oh gosh.
Harry Potter. Yeah. So one family was dressed as all the characters of Harry Potter. Thought it was very cute, very 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 cute. And before they started ringing the bells, I watched, which I always watch on Halloween, Disney's Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler. Yeah, what a classic film. Just, you know, I watch it. I mean, I like it. I think the storyline's great. I watch it for the effects. And, you know, you just can't take it away from Disney. They just pulled out all the stops. That is, have you ever watched that movie?
No.
Oh, well, you should.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus with Bette Midler. Just great. They're the Sanderson sisters. And they're finally coming out with a sequel, but it won't be out until next year for Halloween. And it has been long awaited. That film came out in 1993. So, and all of the three Sanderson sisters are going to be in the new one. And that should be pretty cool. I watched that. I watched another movie. Dark Was the Night. Took place in Southampton, about a mysterious monster that was killing things and people. I thought that was very good. Very, very suspenseful. I like that. And then on Saturday, when I was sitting here trying to hold my head up, I watched a movie which Tusk. Have you ever seen that?
No.
About this guy does a blog, radio show, and he sees a letter from this gentleman up in Canada that has tons and tons of old stories to tell. He tells his partner and girlfriend he's going to make the trip up to Canada and interview this guy. And he goes up to interview this guy. As an older man, lives in a real big house, seems very nice at first, has a cup of tea with him. Guy passes out. Next thing you know, you see him in a wheelchair. He eventually pulls the blanket off his legs to see that he only has one leg. And the guy, the older guy, keeps telling him stories about a walrus and all the redeeming features of a walrus. Do I tell you the rest of this?
It sounds bizarre.
It's very bizarre. Toward the end,
yeah,
the guy who did the blog,
yeah,
is a walrus. He actually cut off his other leg. He put a thing in his mouth so he can't talk. He sewed him up. But the girlfriend and the other one hire a private investigator. And they come up to see him. And, of course, the guy is dead. The walrus kills the owner. And then the house becomes a hotel for animals. And once a year, they go up to visit him. And he comes out of his little hut near his pond, looks at his girlfriend and his partner, and cries and goes back into his hut.
Maybe that's a movie you should do for you.
I said, you know, where do people think of these things?
I don't know. But you know what gets me is this year, once again, Mike Myers is back with, you know, Halloween Kills, another. If you were to rent every movie, okay,
yeah,
that deals with the character Michael Myers,
nice,
from Nightmare on Elm Street. You can actually see Jamie Curtis age, because she's been in every one, from a striking young actress to now a middle-aged actress who still does very, very well. But she's the only constant character other than Mike Myers in that, and you can see her age over the past 20 years.
I gave up on the on that whole thing, because it was really, it's the same plot over and over again.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. It just goes on and on.
And on and on, and on. Yeah. I mean, you know, same with Friday the 13th, yeah, you know, the whole bit. Yeah, it just goes on and on and on. Like, I was thinking yesterday, when is somebody going to come up with a movie, a horror movie, similar to movies we had when we were growing up, like The Frankenstein Monster, The Mummy, The Wolfman. I'm talking about things like that, instead of alien stuff, and, you know, and creatures that you've never seen in your life before. Someone has to come up with something like that, and be a little more, I don't know, I guess maybe you could actually say that your Marvel comics is about the closest to that.
I watched two movies last night, and they were both Cloverdale movies, the original Cloverdale with the monster that destroys New York City, and they have to bomb New York City to kill it. And then the one, Cloverdale Lane, which was...
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah.
That is good.
Yeah, they both are suspenseful movies, and I watched them and I enjoyed them. And then I put the football games on and watched that up until about 9 o'clock at night. And then I had one of those nights where you slept for an hour and 10 minutes, you're up. You slept for an hour and 10 minutes, you're up. You slept for an hour. It was unbelievable.
Yep. So you must be a little bit on the tired side.
Well,
today.
No, because I thank God I get up at 3 o'clock. All right. So now I get up and instead of trying to, I just get up and go and start going to work. So at my house, but still, it's just one of those things where even the dog and the cats all left the bedroom because they couldn't stand it because I was getting up every hour, hour and a half. And I hate when those nights happen. I just hate it. I'll pay for it later on today. I'll be tired later on today.
Later on today. You don't take a statin, do you, Marshall?
I stopped taking it.
You did.
There's not enough difference in the statin that it's good for you, but I finally stopped taking it. Yeah. I figured I'll lose weight. I'll be as healthy as I can and we'll go from there. Yeah. I stopped taking a statin.
Because they put me on that. And I've been having some real nightmarish dreams. And it says on the internet that could be one of the effects.
Yeah, so I stopped taking my statin. I did.
And your doctor doesn't say anything?
Well, no, it was my choice. I mean, I was on it for years, and then I read about statins, and I looked at the and I just said, you know what? I'm saying, you know, I'm gonna go it alone. So there we go. All right, Pat. Well, we'll check with you tomorrow and see what it looks like. Fall is finally settling in.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And enjoy the sunshine.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning with a check on our weather forecast and our movie reviews.